It's Blake Crash Priddle, and this is The Medley. This time, our special guest is American actor Alex Morris. He's probably most recognizable as the actor that played Nathan Barnes in the 1990s TV show Wishbone, but he has an extensive resume beyond that. He's going to tell you all about his career, and like many of our guests, he has some awesome tips for aspiring actors. Alex, thank you very much for joining us on The Medley this week.
Well, thank you for having me.
Where did your love of acting start, and what inspired you to pursue a career in film and in theater?
That's a good question. I grew up in a very rural town in Illinois, about 60 miles outside of Chicago. And, you know, it was one of those things where I've always loved the movies. We didn't have much theater where I grew up, you know, outside of what was done in church or what was done in school sometimes. And it wasn't until I became an adult and was married, and my first wife studied theater at Northern Illinois University. And it was one of those things where I always knew I wanted to do it. I always had this feeling that I wanted to do it. And I knew if I didn't try, I would end up just being a bad critic. I would just sit in a movie theater or in a play and criticize everybody else. So at the time, I was studying to be a paramedic. And I had already had I was already working as a practical nurse, and I was going to pursue that and become a paramedic. And I did a play. My first wife and I moved to Houston. I did a play. They didn't pay me any money, but they applauded. And I said, okay, this is it. This is it. And from there, it just kept going. I've never studied theater. I've never studied film. But I love what I get to do. It's incredible, man, to be able to do something that you love. And now, since it's become a career, to actually be paid to do it. It is just the best kind of life I could ever.
I've been in a few plays myself. You know, it was amateur theater, but it felt amazing to be a part of it.
Absolutely. There's nothing like the thrill of a live audience. Even when they boo you, it's still nice to have that live audience reaction.
Well, I mean, sometimes when they boo you, it's because they play a villain, like when I went to see the Lion King musical and they booed Scar.
I'm just glad the people are there. So whether they boo me or cheer me, it doesn't matter. And some of my best life lessons have been learned from the stage. So I don't believe there's any such thing as amateur theater. They say amateur, but I guess that just means you're not getting paid. But the love of being able to do it is its reward to me itself.
So you've been in all kinds of movies and TV shows. I had a look at your IMDb profile. Out of all of them, which one would you say are you the most proud of? Which one was your biggest accomplishment?
Oh, God, that's another, well, you ask great questions. Wishbone is one. Wishbone was a huge, huge opportunity for me. And because it's lived on for so long, I mean, I'm in a play with a young man now who had seen Wishbone, but he didn't know I was in it until I bought up Wish, asked him, had he ever seen it? He said, yeah, I love that show. It taught me to read. It was great. And I said, you know, I was in Wishbone. He was like, whoa, really? Oh, my God. So Wishbone, and then I did a show called Baskets with the late Louis Anderson, which was just another one of those life-changing experiences. I always tell people this story. I've been doing this for a long time. I've only had one on-screen kiss, and my one on-screen kiss is with Louis Anderson.
And Louis Anderson, he was a comedian, right? And at one point he hosted Family Feud.
Yes, he hosted Family Feud. His last TV appearance was in a show called Baskets, where he played a woman. Zach Galifianakis played his twin sons, and he was wonderful. He won an Emmy for it, and he was playing a woman. He wasn't playing a trans woman. He was playing a woman, and he was just absolutely wonderful, not only in the role, but he was just wonderful to work with. So I've had many, many, many peaks in my acting career. Baskets and Wishbone were two of the things that really, really stick out to me.
Well, Wishbone has a huge cult following online. You know, a lot of kids that grew up in the 90s and the early 2000s that watched it, they still love talking about it online. So I would wager that a lot of our listeners are probably wondering what the audition process was like for Wishbone and how you landed the role in the first place.
Well, in those days in Texas, Rhody Kent was the casting director, and she was a rock star. I mean, she was probably one of the biggest casting directors here in Houston, in this area, in the Texas area. And in those days, this, like I said, this was in the 90s, Houston, San Antonio, Austin, and Dallas were major hubs. They were shooting a lot of TV series here, a lot of movies here. It was just a buzz of things going on in those days here in Texas. So me, like everybody else, I auditioned. And man, everybody in Texas, every African-American actor in Texas that thought he was an actor was at that audition. So, yeah, we did the audition. I got a call back. I think I did two callbacks, and I landed the role. It was a life-changing experience. Yes, it was a PBS show, but it was a big show. Nothing like this had ever been done. So I considered myself extremely blessed to be able to be a part of that show.
And you played David's father, Nathan Barnes, and I had Adam as a guest before, and he said that he really enjoyed working with you, which is awesome. And did you have to do anything to prepare for a father role, or do you have kids and it was already there?
I have a young, at the time, my son is probably Adam's age. Now, I actually listened to that interview. It was great. I had a young son at the time, and so it was very, very easy. Adam was one of those kids who just got it right away. He was a professional already. I mean, he wasn't a kid on set. He was a professional. Hit his mark, knew his lines. He was great. So it was easy, really easy to work with all the kids. They were all very, very professional, very talented, and very, very smart. And so it was just playing a dad. It was easy to play a dad to a kid who was the same age almost as my son. And it was great. It was great. And I haven't seen Adam since we finished the show. So it was great to hear where he was in his life and what he was doing. So it was outstanding to be able to hear that.
What was your favorite episode of Wishbone to work on? Because the one that Adam and I talked about quite a bit was the one where Adam accidentally broke the mirror off his dad's Mustang.
That one was there's two, actually. That one and the one where Adam's character got online and deposited $1 million into my bank account. That was great. And the one where he broke the mirror, which was as close to a real-life incident with my own son as you could get. My own son pulled the same trick. So it was easy to play that particular scene. Yeah, those are my two favorites. But to be honest with you, I never had a bad time on Wishbone. All of them really stick out to me, but those two in particular. Oh, and the one where Emily's Joe coached Emily's T-ball team. I also love that one.
Yeah, I saw that one. I remember Joe thought that coaching was going to be easy. I mean, how hard could it be? They're 5 years old. Well,
exactly.
He had his work cut out for him, and he's thinking, oh, God, help me. What have I done? You know, he bit off more than he could chew.
Yes. And also the one where we took on the young lady to play on our soccer team. And she ends up kicking the winning goal. And because she was new to the team, they wouldn't allow the goal. So that was another one. I had such a wonderful time on that show. Every time I think about it again, it just brings back such wonderful memories.
Yes, I watched the episode involving the Mustang, and there's a scene where you're talking with the car salesman on the phone and you ask, what do you intend to do about the mirror? What, you can't do anything about it? Well, there's plenty I could do about it. I'll see you in court. God, I know that it was a serious scene, but you can't help but laugh at that because...
Yeah, and because Wishbone was a gentle show, you know, you couldn't be as outraged as you would really want to be, or even use any of the language that you would really want to use. But I think we played it off pretty good. I think it worked pretty well.
I would say so. Do you get asked a lot of questions by Wishbone fans? And if so, what are some of the most common questions?
Yeah, I get a lot of people asking me, how was it to work with the dog? Did I ever get to watch any of the story shows of being shot, which I did not get to see? I think I only saw a little bit of the Anansi story being shot. I remember that one because they had a flying rig, and I begged them to let me just fly on the rig one time. I didn't have to be in the episode, just wanted to fly on the rig, and they wouldn't let me do it. But I would get a lot of questions about our relationship with the dog. And a lot of people would ask me, have I seen any of my castmates?
I think for me, it inspired me to look into classic literature a little bit more, because there's all kinds of classic literature stories or classic literary stories there. Like, you know, you got Oliver Twist, and then you've got Tom Sawyer, you know, Wishbone plays all these characters.
Yes. And how wonderful. I mean, we even have the David and Goliath story. I mean, it was just, they don't make that kind of television anymore, unfortunately. And in those days, there was not AI. The special effects were practical, but they were so well done. And this was a PBS show, so they didn't have a huge budget. So these were very talented men and women who were able to put this show and make this show happen.
They showed some behind-the-scenes footage at the end of some episodes that showed how they did certain effects, which I thought was really cool. And it was a good way to teach kids that, you know, it's just make-believe, you know, it isn't real. You know, the person in the red badge of courage that was shot in the arm wasn't really shot, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
And it was fascinating to learn how they did it.
Kids to use their imagination. It was just a wonderful show. I guess we could say that over and over. It was just a wonderful show.
So what else have you been working on recently?
Well, like I said, I'm in Houston right now doing Fences at the Alley Theater. I have a recurring role on a show called The Family Business, which is on Netflix and BET. I've done all kinds of television. I've done all kinds of film. It's really been a great career. My career right now primarily is doing a lot of theater. I go all over the country doing plays in different theaters. I was just in Germany last year doing American Son. I'm a resident artist at a Noise Within Theater in Pasadena, California. My wife and I produce short films, and we produce also plays for the theater. So, it's really been a great life and a great career. And it's nice to be able to stay this busy, particularly at my age.
You said that you produce plays. So does that mean that you write scripts and then put them all together?
We produce plays that have already been published. We produce a lot of the August Wilson plays. We do a lot of new playwrights, particularly here in L.A. and in Texas, too. We produce a lot of new plays by new playwrights. But no, I don't do any writing. I do some directing and acting. That's the extent of where I go.
What's the biggest piece of advice that you could give to an aspiring actor?
I learned this from another actor named Tyrese Allen, and let me to explain what I mean when I say it. And he told me to stay in line. And I said, what does that mean to stay in line? Well, if you really know this is what you want to do, and that you have the passion and the desire to follow this as a career, stay in line. Study, do what needs to be done. and to prepare yourself. The line may get long sometimes, and it looks like sometimes you're never going to get your chance. But if you stay in line long enough, you will get your opportunity. And when your opportunity comes, be prepared. Be prepared to do the work, to make the sacrifices that it takes in order not only to just stay in line, but to be able to become a success. Success in this business, in my opinion, is being able to make a living. I've been able to make a living doing this now for over 40 years. I don't make Entertainment Tonight dollars, but I'm certainly able to make a good living. And if you really, really want to do this and you really have a passion for it, don't give up on yourself. Trust yourself, trust your talent, and as always, stay in line.
And I think just about any acting career is a worthwhile pursuit, even if you're just playing a mascot at a toy store.
Absolutely. I totally agree. There's no small actors, only small roles, but no small actors. And I've played all kind of things. You know, I went back in the days when they were doing the Texas Lottery, I played the number one. I didn't have a line, but there I was.
Let's talk a little bit more about Wishbone. A lot of classic literature stories were covered where Wishbone would play various characters. Is there any story that you think they should have done?
Ooh, that's great questions. I would have liked to have seen them do some of the classics, like a lot of Shakespeare, Romeo and Juliet, Othello. Macbeth, those types of things. It have been wonderful to introduce kids to classic plays like that. But you know, let's face it, they did a good job with the stories that they were able to tell.
Yeah, they did do Romeo and Juliet, I remember, one of the earlier ones, but you're right, they kind of left out the other Shakespeare plays. And I went to see Macbeth and Stratford-upon-Avon, the real deal Stratford Theater.
Uh-huh.
It's amazing. It's an amazing experience.
It is. It is. It is. And I think that's something that would be, it's very important for young people to be introduced to. Like I said, I'm a resident artist at A Noise Within in Pasadena, and we have an outreach to young people whenever we do a Shakespeare play. And man, you should see their reaction. There's no special effects or AI, but just to hear and understand the words and the poetry and to see it live, I think it's inspiring to young folks. And I wish we'd have done more of those types of shows on Wishbone.
Alex, this was awesome. I absolutely loved our conversation today. Thank you very much for joining us, and break a leg.
Thank you, Blake. It was really great to talk to you, and good luck with the podcast. And I hope we talk again.
And that was American actor Alex Morris. As always, I hope that you enjoyed this episode of The Medley. And don't forget to contact me if you have any ideas for future guests. Until then, here at The Medley, we're all kinds of different.